Glory and honor, honor and glory to the all holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Peace and edification to the only one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of God. Amen. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought to you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them, Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia, Pepi, Eho, Etza, Epchoiseth, Amen.
مبارك ابن وحيد الجنس يسوع المسيح ربنا. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Amen. One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be the Lord God forever. Amen. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you peoples. For his mercy is confirmed upon us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lux Patrici eioque agiop nemati kenin keai Christos eonas ton eonon. Amen. Alleluia.
Shlil.
Ebi prosif Christos ite.
Irini pasi.
Et omnem mati.
Of Shoptener of Aftias O Aaron, Afti Toten of Enten Shire Tayonosai, Ensof On Marinti Hoer of Hopos and Tefare. Chempai soavai, nemneo tiron tebenon, chen herini nivenen jebe, vandokra torep choice, Benno. Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything concerning everything and in everything, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us unto yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this
God may have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and to keep the life and standing of our honored father, the high priest, Pope Apatawadros II, and his partner in the apostolic liturgy, our father, the Bishop Abba David, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries, for the remission of our sin.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden or manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this table, and from this your holy place. أما الصالحات والنافعات ارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس الحياة والعقارب وكل قوات العدو ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير بالنعمة والرافات ومحبة البشر لواتي لابنك وحيد الجنس ربنا ولانا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من قبله المجد والإكرام والعز والسجود تليق بك معه مع الروح القدس المحيي المساوي لك الآن وكل آوان وإلى دار الدور كل آمين.
Yeah.
ونقول لكريس الشعب وضعكم محمد في المسيس القدس الأب والابن الروح القدس فمن كنيسة الواحد الرحيد من قدس الجامعة الرسولية في أهرسوس 12 فمن نظر إلى هنجيلي ماركس الرسول الطهر الشهد البطر القديس ورسم من ديس كورس قدس 12 الرسول القدس بسكنا شيد رسكنا قدس حنا زبيل فمن قدس فليس قدس كورس قدس بسيريس قدس غرغوريس والثلاث من الثمانية عشر الذين اشتعمون منكم من خذين من قدس كونتين بأفس فما أبينا الطهر بما عظم أم تغدرس الثاني فما حقارة لأنه مبارك من مجلس القدس أهل الآب الإبن الروح القدس الآن وكل أول من ظهر الدور كلها آمين
إن بنيوت الطيوت العرشي إرف سباق أبطى ودرس نم بنيوت الإبس كوبوس أبطى
Yeah.
Sentianas tasis mecha ile barkon nani fioeb choi sare mot nani bikoe volenten en novin Berez veyante beborodoromos evaptistisioen nesbire teoms eben toinsare mutnan biko evolenten en novin Tenni emsiente bisori mosen evangelis tis Marcos bi apostolos eb tois anemot nan bikum evolenten en novin Tenni emsiente bearsidia conetes marotes stefanos bisorbe mar tiros eben choisare motan bico evolenten en novin Emsi enteni celet entebe Christos tia Gia emmi barbara nem Ioliani nem Demiani nem Marini even Choi sareh mutan biko evolenten en novin Itenni
ثواب بطر يرشيد
الله أثناسيوس بأبو طوليكوس نم أبا كيريلوس بستلوس إن دبيناتي نم ديوس كوروس إبخبسنتي أرثوذكسيا أبا كيريلوس بما سوء Hiteni emshiente na choi seni oti emainu shiri avantonios nemava bablenem bekum yos nembishom desu abmekemio avayu Karşı men ederiti sevin Çoy sarı mutlan biku Evolin tenin novi
İtenni evşi enteni ev O ve binti bari eho Bi o vey bi o vey kata befrali
Hiten no emşiare bon kim beniotin Kayutin arşiere se baba Aba tavadoros evin Çoy sarih mutlan biko Evolin tenin novin
Hiten no
David bebes kobos ep shom Ois aremos
tanim bikore morem tenen novi steno
Noti efiot bi bando kara ator nemti
charisen debef monogenisen
chiri
isos
becheresos be Kinonia nimti zoria Ente bebnev mas'ove Embara Seniyot etta yodin arşi erem Baba
Tawadurum
nem ejeneta afe embe makari seniote tayote nebes kobos a Agoro o hegen nosro onos enan misenorom bi neman seio ene rini kon ente vsevio enno gajiti ero sabe si tenno chala
Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a chapter from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, to the Corinthians. May his blessings be upon us all. Amen. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you are Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you are led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. And God has appointed these things in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, and varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best things. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the Epistle of our teacher, St. John. His blessings be upon us all. Amen. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Do not love the world, nor the things which are in the world. The world shall pass away in all its desires, but he who does the will of God shall abide forever. Amen.
שנף אפשוי אני אפיעוי אף
the holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is that we hear, each in our own language, in which we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, and we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and confirmed in the Holy Church of God forever. Amen.